think Orlando would get the most out of going up against him every single day. And you certainly feel Trey's presence out there in practice, but Trey's winning, Trey's getting back there, Trey's going to be around the quarterback. But like I said, in practice, he's not hitting me, so not as much as in a game.
That's Joe Burrow. He called the Trey Hendrickson and the contract stuff with regard to the Bengals disappointing. Obviously disappointing because they have Shamar Stewart and Trey Hendrickson, a couple of defensive players that they could really use. Mm-hmm. You'd like to have all your guys out there day one to try and build that cohesion that I was talking about, but that's not how it usually works. You know, it's a business, and that is how it's gone. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever going to fault the player for doing business how he feels he needs to. It's a cutthroat business. You got to fight for everything you can get. That's how it goes. Routinely, again, that's how it goes. That's how it goes on Burrow and the Bengals and how they operate. One other thing on Burrow, Zach Taylor said that Burrow is going to play more in the preseason than years past because the Bengals get off to slow starts. All right. Let's look at his career splits in September. Fair?
Okay.
Okay.
Because they lose games.
They do. Joe Burrow has a sub 500 record in September.
Yep. Lost to New England week one last year. But if you remember, the tight end fumbled it at the 1 yard line.
In his career, he is 8-11-1. 8-11-1.
Okay.
You know what his record is in December, Joe Burrow?
Oh, it's got to be like.
Joe Burr.
That's one of his nicknames. It's got to be like 12-2.
He's 12-1.
12-1.
Joe Burrow is 12-1 in December, and he's 8-11-1 in September.
It's pretty good.
So, all right, is there something to he gets off to slow starts? Let's play him in the preseason. Well, let's look into the numbers a little bit more. Touchdowns to interceptions in September, 32-13.
Good?
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
It is the worst number he has, though.
Okay.
His quarterback rating is the worst in September. He takes the most sacks in September. His yards per attempt is the lowest in September. His yards per game is the lowest in September.
Okay.
So there's something to be said about Burrow is a slower starter. Maybe it's the line isn't as good. Maybe it's the rest of the team isn't as good. But he is sub 500 in September in games 1-4. Although, you know what? Now that I look at this, 7-10-1 in September. Sometimes games 1-4 don't line up with September, so I just moved to September, even though I was on 1-4. It's about the same, but there'd be years where he misses a game or two. Anyway.
He also has had injuries in his career.
Yes.
And
I would not be playing him more in the preseason.
Playing him more in the preseason, a quarterback that has had injuries, I mean, that's precarious. Like, I would probably not be feeling super comfortable about that if I were a Bengals fan this morning. Wait, you're going to do what? A guy who had a major elbow injury or wrist injury a year and a half ago and has had a major knee injury in his career and has had other nagging injuries, we're going to play him in the preseason against probably other teams' backups because a lot of teams don't play their guys anymore. Yeah. So, all right. The Bills play Josh Allen, though. But Allen doesn't have the injury history Burrow does. So I would not feel great about that if I were them. I wonder how true that September thing is of other quarterbacks. Is it just a league-wide thing that defenses
starting
are ahead
slow.
At the start? Like, Josh Allen, where would you guess? What would you guess his best month is?
Well, the Bills always win in December.
It's not true of Allen in September. Allen, if you just want to look at passer rating, it's 95 in September, 99 in October, 88 in November, 91 in December, 86 in January. That's just regular season.
That might be conditions-based. It also might be.
Could be.
They're always, for the most part, not needing games in January.
But it's not really it's not a big difference. Like, he's been better in September than November.
Right.
So, for Burrow, maybe that is unique to him.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. The heat index is going to be around 100 today, and the Bills hit the practice field at 9:45. Sal joins us coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, and Joe Brady will speak today at 9:15.
Wore my Blue Jays hat just for Sal today. Just for Sal.
Are you a Blue Jays fan?
Did I not? Very, very casually.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So did I not know this?
I'll admit to being a bandwagon Blue Jays fan. I will check in when they're good.
Is it?
Which means I've checked in about 3 times in my life.
Is it?
4 times, maybe.
anti-Yankee motivation, anti-Red Sox motivation that does that?
No, it's that was my T-ball team when I was 5 years old, and it started there, and then I played as them in the video game, MVP Baseball 2004. No one can tell you more about the 04 Blue Jays than I can, Orlando Hudson, and then it just kind of, they're close by. Fitting. I was never going to be a Yankees or a Red Sox fan.
You don't have to defend it to me. Close by is what makes sense to me. You saying that your favorite team kind of is who your 5-year-old T-ball team was means that my son's on a crash course with the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know what? We're gonna have to make a change there.
Get him traded.
It's not going to work for me.
Get him traded. Go for more guaranteed money.
Going to demand.
We're holding out until we get a deal to the Padres or something.
You know, I'm not going to demand a trade because I like all the people. So instead, what I'll do is I'll demand that we change our name.
There you go. Rebrand.
Yeah.
Available?
I'd rather be the Kraken. I would sign up. I'd do that. Baseball team named the Kraken.
Couldn't you do that in T-ball? Hey, we're not going to name our team after Major League Baseball teams. We're going to do it after other sports
teams. Hockey teams? You could.
Yeah. We got the Lakers baseball team over here playing against the Utah Mammoth over here. That's today's matchup. Could do that.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. NFL training camps all around the league are open. We're all at camp. We are 1 week from the Hall of Fame game. That's a week from tonight.
That is coming up quick.
Yep, that's the Chargers and the Lions Hall of Fame game.
You want a little fantasy fix or fantasy fade?
Yes.
All right, so
we're getting all these rep counts. We're getting everything fantasy find or fantasy fade?
Fantasy find or fantasy fade.
Yeah, fantasy find or fantasy fade. Give us a name. And is it a find or is it a fade based on what's going on at camp?
I got three guys for you that I saw something about yesterday.
Okay.
One, Hunter Renfro building, quote, notable chemistry with Bryce Young early at Panthers camp. He was not in the league last year. So Hunter Renfro?
Why was he not in the league?
He had an injury, but then there was a story about he did construction last year. So, like, I don't really know what happened there. Maybe there was just no league interest. Mm-hmm. But Renfro, as, like, a real player in Carolina.
All right.
The Bengals saying that Chase Brown will be a focal point of their offense.
Not surprising. Wasn't he already? He's good. I think he's really good.
Focal point sounds more like what you would call Chase and Higgins.
All right.
Right? And then finally, Kevin Stefanski expects Jerome Ford to be one of the top running backs in the league this year.
Okay. Miles Garrett said they're going to win the Super Bowl. Good luck.
That, though, like,
they also
he got asked about the Super Bowl. What's he going to say? I hate that question in training camp. The Titans coach got this the other day.
Are you going to win the Super Bowl?
Why are we asking players and coaches teams we know are bad, like, hey, do you think you could win the Super Bowl this year? They're just trying to get you when they ask that question, right?
Fair.
And you can't. There's no way to answer it. If Miles Garrett says, I mean, come on, man, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, he's going to get blasted for that. And if he says, yeah, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year, he's like, oh, this idiot. Don't you know who you play for?
Yep.
Cleveland. Cleveland had a day yesterday, by the way.
I want to talk about that. I have a potentially unpopular take. But first, Aaron in North Virginia is up. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing? Good morning. Happy training camp.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Anybody can call us. We're out here, Training Camp Live. We can still take your phone calls, and we're happy to do so. So thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Hey, I know I'm actually just catching up on the Odyssey app, but I heard you talking about the James Cook contract situation earlier. And I had a question first off. Do you know if compensatory picks are determined on like a flat scale based just for all positions based on how much money a player receives, or is it based on position? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they're distributed rounds 3 through 7.
Yeah.
The round and position is determined by a league formula, player salary, playing time, and postseason honors.
Uh-huh.
So
playing time might get tricky there because he doesn't play a ton.
Yeah. The other thing, right? Thanks, Aaron, that might get tricky, the formula is a little bit tricky to a point where the Bills thought they were going to get a compensatory pick that was a third rounder and they got a fourth instead. Remember?
Tremaine Edmonds?
Yeah. So
yeah.
I feel like the formula is there is a detailed breakdown. The value of free agents lost and signed.
Well,
it's
He's got two Pro Bowls already to his name.
Okay, so that'd be help.
That's going to help. If he gets a third one of those, that helps too. The playing time part of it might ding him a little, and then it's going to depend what type of money he gets, right?
Yeah.
Like, does someone give him the $15 million contract that he's looking for? Because if they do, you put all that together, like, you could get a fourth. I kind of doubt you would get up to a third. It feels like teams that get a third, it's kind of rare.
But it's worth pointing out, the pick you get is not the 26th draft, it's the 27th draft.
Right, it's the next year.
So
this is a while.
If he signs elsewhere in free agency, you get a 2027 comp pick.
Right.
Which, you know, there's building for the future, there's stockpiling picks, it's all well and good. It would be a nice little, all right, he left, we got a third rounder in 2027.
Yep.
What does that really do for us? Nothing for a couple of years. I mean, you know, it's nice to have. So
that also is, again, assuming he would get a big money deal on the open market. And I don't know, should I assume that if he makes it to the open market?
Yeah. And it's also
like he's not a perfect free agent for a team bringing in a feature back because he doesn't do all the things that you might want him to.
And the other part of the formula is you only get the comp pick if you lose the free agency equation. If you sign a bunch of guys, you don't get the comp picks for losing guys. That's what has to happen. It's for teams that lose free agents and their net loss in free agency is worth a compensatory pick. So, thanks, Aaron. It's a little confusing.
It's a part of it, but it's not like it's not a major part of the Cook story for me. Is what they'll who they're
right. It's
they're
the,
gonna get an extra Jackson Hawes in 2 years.
Right. It well,
or
sure.
fourth round pick.
Sure, yeah, it's a postscript. I mean, the 2027 third round pick makes an impact. What year on the Bills? 2027, maybe 2028.
Right.
So,
I mean,
803-0550 on the Browns and their reveal yesterday that included a person falling into a lake and a jet ski rescue that was maybe staged.
What was staged?
I want to look at the Zapruder film. Let's watch the film on the Browns and another phone call and Sal at the top of the hour here on WGR.